Morphic resonance. Morphic resonance occurs when the spirit mind is confronted with a place or a person so profoundly familiar from a past life that it experiences almost total recall. Deeply affected by that recall, the spirit mind infuses the conscious mind with that same factual and emotional information to the point where the whole body, mentally, physically, and spiritually, resonates with a familiarity that only the spirit mind can genuinely claim. It's a relative of cell memory and déjà vu. In fact, my spirit guide Francine describes it as déjà vu multiplied by about a trillion. A case in point was a client named Bill, who'd just returned from London, a city he'd yearned to visit all his life without ever having read a thing about it or knowing why he felt drawn to it. On his first day there, during a guided tour of the city, he suddenly realized he knew exactly where the tour bus was, where it was headed and what they were looking at, several seconds before the guide announced it over the loudspeaker. His mind kept up a silent running monologue that both fascinated and frightened him. Right around this corner is St. Paul's Cathedral. We're in Chelsea now. We're coming up on Scotland Yard on our left. We'll be at Harrods in a minute. He was shaken by his precise knowledge of a strange city, but it paled in comparison to his trip to the countryside a few days later. He was alone in a rented car, going wherever his whim took him, he thought, when it slowly became apparent to him that he was on very familiar roads on a very deliberate mission. 3 hours from London, on the outskirts of a village he knew would be there, he found himself sitting in front of a perfectly ordinary white stone house on an acre of land, tears in his eyes, inexplicably feeling as if he'd lost his best friend, as over and over again, the same strange thought repeated itself. My pub is gone. My pub is gone. My pub is gone. Bill hadn't talked to anyone about the details of his trip since he returned home, for fear they'd think he was either delusional or just plain crazy. He also hadn't been able to shake the depression that had taken root in front of that white stone house and only intensified when he went back to his busy, successful life in Cape Cod. I'll always believe he sensed what had happened. He flew 3,000 miles to spend an hour in my office, after all, and I'm not exactly secretive about who I am and what I do. Thanks to regressive hypnotherapy, Bill was able to explore not one, but two happy lifetimes in England. In one of them, he was a doctor in London, a general practitioner who made house calls and knew the city better than he knew his own name. In the other, he married his childhood sweetheart in a small village in the northern countryside and joyfully supported her and their two children by way of a simple, friendly pub on the outskirts of town that he built with his own hands from the ground up. It takes a concept as potent as morphic resonance to encompass Bill's detailed familiarity with those places he knew nothing about in this life, and far more than that, his overwhelming sense of belonging there, of being home that he couldn't even define, let alone understand or shake off after he left. One of the most wonderful aspects of morphic resonance is that I don't know anyone who's experienced it, including me, who saw it coming. It's as if in the blink of an eye, your life goes from just another day to will never be the same. If and when it happens to you, shine a spotlight on that moment when a seemingly impossible familiarity rang as the truth in your spirit, and you'll understand exactly what morphic resonance is. And never forget to thank God for still more proof of the infinite survival of your soul.